Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Black Hawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Black Hawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks, move on. Now on the Hawks, here come the Hawks. Here comes the Hawks, here comes the Hawks, here comes the Hawks.
All right, they're coming.
Here they come, moving, weaving, flying high.
That's right. Be the 10th caller right now at 312-591-7000 and get a signed Patrick Sharp jersey. A signed number 10 Patrick Sharp Blackhawks jersey. 10th caller, 312-591-7000. Joining me in the interview loft is good old number 35, Tony O. Tony, welcome.
Well, Gary, it's a pleasure to be here, and I know that you're setting a... This is your 10th game now?
This is number 10, yes.
Let's hope we win this one. We have to win this one.
I have no choice, otherwise I'll talk to you in October.
Oh, we got to win this one. There'll be no quitting this team.
You were there Sunday. I saw you, and you were sitting mostly inside the skybox. I think you were a little nervous, as it turned out, for good reason. What did you see Sunday that you don't want to see or see more of today?
Well, what I'd like to see more of is more scoring.
We had
a lot of chances, and we didn't put the puck in, and we had some great chances. Hopefully we can crack this guy's armor tonight and get a few goals and get him down. 2 or 3 goal lead would be nice early, and then we'll go from there. And I know these guys won't quit.
I don't really know what I'm talking about as far as sports goes, but I was here Sunday, and it seems like when they're in a penalty situation, enjoying a nice 2-minute man-up situation, that they were setting the shot up for a long time. At least that's the way it appeared to me. And maybe because it was a desperate situation, everything went into slow motion. Did you think that? You're more knowledgeable.
Well, I mean, let's be realistic. We had enough power plays to win a hockey game. And on our power play, we weren't very effective. We never got a lot of opportunities. We were hesitant, like you said, shooting the puck. I think we have to move the puck quicker. And then as we move it quicker, shoot a lot more right away. One pass, one shot, right away.
If we do that,
I think we'll be better off.
A lot of people talking about that hit that Seabrook took, and
yes.
A lot of people said that was as dirty as it gets. The NHL says, no, it was fine.
Well, I just thought, what I thought for sure should have been a major penalty, 5-minute penalty, and that would have been a big difference, I think. You know, you got 5 minutes to score as many goals as you can because the guy doesn't return to the ice on a major. So we could have got 2 or 3 there. I think that was an important situation, but as it was, it never turned out, and it just seemed like we were trying to play catch-up all night.
And Seabrook is not playing tonight, right?
That's what I hear. I guess he's not feeling too well today. Maybe he's a little foggy, I don't know, but
wow.
I'm foggy every day. What about you?
Here I am. If I were to stay home every day, I'm foggy. I'd be at home a lot. But you see that hit, and it's just one of those hits where his head goes one way, his body goes another, and it looks brutal just to watch it, let alone be on the receiving end of it.
Well, that's why hockey is what it is. It's a very physical game. The whole game was physical, and it was aggressive, and... When you get an opportunity, you know the guy who hit him. We all know he's a physical player, and he doesn't give an inch. So he came in and he saw the opportunity to hit him hard. He did. It could have went either way, the call. But as it was, they only got a two minute penalty, so it went their way. But as it was, we can't blame that for losing the game. I mean, that's not the reason we lost. It's we just had the opportunities, and we aren't able to capitalize. And I think if we get that many opportunities tonight, I think we'll come out winners.
The Philadelphia Flyers were in this situation last year on the brink, and we saw them go all the way with our Hawks. Didn't get the big trophy, but they were at this point and managed to move it through, right?
Yes. Hockey's funny. It's a game of momentum, and a win like this tonight to really bolster your self-confidence and the confidence you have in your and your abilities, and I think that goes a long way. And you go into Vancouver and with nothing to lose, so to speak. You're loose, and you got a win under your belt. I think anything can happen then.
All right. Well, here we are about 20 minutes before the doors open at the United Center. You have a ritual that you go through when you get up on a day like today? That you got to do everything exactly that way. So
well,
the,
when I was a player, you mean?
Well, now. I think, because when I see you, you're very sharply dressed, and I think you must have a routine.
Well, I just come here, and when I get to the rink, I like to do certain things. I go to the coaches, talk to them, and just wish them all the best and try to be encouraging and go up to the offices and just am around and just to talk about hockey and whatever, with the bosses and all that. And enjoy it. To me, this kind of feeling, like game day feelings, are in the playoffs, are what I love. Even though I'm not a player right now, no, I can't play anymore.
Really? You might have to suit up tonight. I know Bobby Hall wanted to suit up the other night.
Oh, come on. Anyway, what happens is that you get that feeling, you know. It's a do or die game. And I love being, when I was a player, I loved being under that pressure of getting out there and having, it's a win or lose situation where everything's on the line. To me, that's what makes, to me, it made pro sports. That's what I love. That's what I really missed.
I notice Bobby, when he's watching the game, he's doing coaching up in box area there. And he likes to tell it like it is up there.
Well, he's animated, as you know. And that's Bobby being, I guess that's Bobby. But I just watch it and I don't say too much. I just watch and observe, and I know what's going on.
He would never talk on game day to anybody.
Well, that's true. I was very quiet that way. But the thing is, you got to get prepared. And the way I did get prepared was to get by myself and get into a zone. So when the game started, I was ready.
I know your wife is very into the game, because I sat next to her for some of the game on Sunday, and I think she's channeling a lot of the emotion you might have sometimes.
Well, she's been around the game a long time. She knows the game very well. She grew up in Canada with me, you know, in the same town, and she knows it well. And she knows what it's like to win and lose, and you get opportunities like this in the playoffs. They're not there all the time, and we have a great opportunity to show what we're made of tonight.
Tony, let's just pray that we get another chance at it. And then they go to Vancouver on Thursday, right, if they win tonight?
Absolutely. I just want them to win tonight, and then everything else will probably fall into place. Just worry about now and no die in this team, and just give it everything you got.
Quite different from a year ago when they were sitting. Well, I don't remember the configuration with the Canucks as far as the Canucks did win some games in that series.
I think they won the first game.
They won the first game.
They won the first, and then
I don't know if it was four to one. It was 4-1.
They won the next four. Yeah. Okay,
but once this team gets hot, you know, just capable of running a long streak together, and I hope that happens.
All right, Tony O, number 35.
Quick Tony fact.
Yeah.
Birthday on Saturday.
Sure you've already sent him his card.
I don't do birthdays.
I sent you your card, and he was on the Canucks at one time.
I was way back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah?
He broke in with the Canucks.
I was in the minor leagues. They were a minor league affiliate at that time, and that's where I broke in when I was belonging to Montreal Canadiens, and I played there for about one season in 67, I think.
Yeah? All right, they haven't won a Stanley Cup ever.
No, let's keep it that way.
That's what we're working on. Thank you, Tony Esposito, WGN.